Now, I'm joined by Sylvia Kemp for this month's book club. Sylvia is an award-winning writer and journalist and a fellow of the Society of Women Writers and Journalists herself and president of Brentwood Writer Circle. Her current book, Brentwood in 50 Buildings, is out now. And our guest today is Katie Pearson, who is group managing editor of Life and Living magazines. She has a background as a journalist working on the News of the World, Evening Standard, Lady magazine, as well as an award-winning mummy life blogger. Well, so good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you both in the studio, in the flesh.
Oh, again? Yes. You said this again.
I know, because we weren't in the studio with us, were you, for quite a while?
I was last month.
Oh, you were? Yes, I know that. But before that, it had been about 4 years.
Mm. And I did have clothes on.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm making it sound like my guests. No, they're not. That's not part of coming in on the show. So we're going to start off first with yourself, Sylvia. Mm. You've got Brentwood Writers Circle, Billericay Readers and the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. So tell us what's going on.
Busy old week. Actually, we should mention Mr. Barron. He's our Member of Parliament. Our fun walk team, many years of getting together, raising money in this area. And how lovely to see Katie. I've seen her name pop up all over the place, and she's here beside me. Wonderful. So we've been chatting. So lots of column work still I'm working on. Still a few short stories. I'll whack out a short story now and again. The reading is very important. All writers should read. You get so many different ideas. Not to pinch, but to give you another slant, another idea. And some of them win prizes. So that's nice. But anyway, Billericay Reading Group in the library once a month. We're all reading Winter's Night, A Traveller by Italia Calvina. And Birdcage Walk by Helen Dunmore. Now, lovely, lovely Helen died a few years ago. She came to Brentwood to promote her latest book, but unfortunately she died in 1917, but did appear at Brentwood School. So we're having fun with that book, got to read it and then review it. Brentwood Writers Circle, lots happening there, Bardsville Social Club. I write about it in other magazines and we get new people coming in and it's such fun to meet somebody writing in a new genre. Yeah. So they've been coming. We have books, some are doing competitions, some just next month, 6th of April, people will be telling us what they're writing and what they're doing and what books are coming out. Always very exciting, you know. Writing and reading people are really interesting. But anyway, I do a review. I'm reviewing some books on social media and face-to-face. So we would love people to come and join us at www.brentwoodwritercircle.com and they can see our ugly mugs and find out what's happening. Yeah. Nothing is easy. You have to study. You wait, you hear my friend here, she will tell you. You have to work very hard and study the particular thing you're after. But Society of Women Writers and Journalists, we're celebrating, listen for this, 130 years at the Houses of Parliament in the House of Lords on May the 1st. We'll all be gathering together with some really famous people, including our president, Lady Benjamin, Fleuella, to you. And she's lovely. And we have fun and we go around the house. For those that don't know Westminster, I did work there for Hans Art many years. www.swwj.co.uk. Giles Brandreth is coming. And Ken Follett is coming, and lots of other famous people. With the Essex Book Festival, the 25th, again, another celebration. Yep. With our lovely Ros Green, who manages us all. I'm purely just a patron, but I have been coming right from the beginning. So we do that.
And when is that? Is that
starts in
June? Is it June?
June the 1st, yeah. For the whole month.
Yeah.
We used to be March, and I always brought to you the organisers.
Yes.
And they were able to tell you exactly who was coming. It should be fun.
Yeah, and that's basically, if you've never heard of the Essex Book Festival, and where have you been if you've not, you can go into loads of different venues and meet authors and writers of all different types of works, some very famous, some newbies. But there's normally over like 50 or up to 100 different writers and different events
venues,
throughout the whole month.
Yes.
Yeah.
And very soon the brochures will be coming into the actual libraries.
Yeah.
And then it's out. We work really hard for that month.
Mm.
Usually it's in March, but now it's June. So we're looking forward to that. Fabulous.
Excellent.
Speakers. I'm writing reviews at the moment. Do read the book. I don't just read the back bit. A little bit of, I do read the book and try to give an honest opinion.
Mm.
And we, as I say, it's all done when voluntary. We don't get paid for these things, so there's no axe to grind. But yes, lots of things happening.